Next, we have another installment of StoryCorps, the traveling oral history project, recording stories of everyday people. These interviews are archived at the Library of Congress and played here on Morning Edition. This morning, we'll hear the story of Shasti O'Leary Sudant, who was diagnosed with Hodgkin's disease nearly 7 years ago. Soon after, she started a long treatment of chemotherapy and then radiation. Recently, Shasti and her husband Jethro Sudant traveled from Buffalo to visit StoryCorps in New York City. And here, they talk about their experience fighting Hodgkin's.
I remember the most scared I was when you were diagnosed. That was frightening. And I remember, you know, bawling due to not knowing what lay ahead for you and us. I didn't cope with it as well as I could have.
I think you coped pretty well, considering. I mean, you never let me see any of it. The happiest and the worst day of my life were the same day. It was pretty late in the chemo. I think it was probably about 5 months into it. I was getting really sick every time. They'd have to take me into the back room because they couldn't give it to me with all the other patients. And the moment that we walked off the elevator, I started feeling nauseous. And then we walked into the back room. And the moment that the needle punctured the skin in the port, I threw up. And you were ready for it. You, like, caught it. And I soiled myself. I peed. I couldn't control any of my bodily functions. I was crying hysterically. And you said something that made me laugh. And I still can't remember what it was. You're just looking at me. You were looking at me right in the eye. And you said something really funny. It was something about how I looked, or it was like you were radiating love just out of your face at me. And it was like shining a light on me. I felt like I was looking into the sun. It was the most incredible moment of my life because I had no doubt. I knew you loved me. I knew that if I died, it would never stop. Because it was just really, you can't think of being in any worse shape than I was at that exact second. Except that I was laughing. And all of a sudden, I just felt like no matter what happened, everything was going to be fine.
It's when you kind of broke. You finally submitted. It was probably the lowest point, but then became the highest point simultaneously.
I guess I just sort of let it happen from that point on. I let you take care of me. But that was a long slog, boy. That was a fight.
Shasti O'Leary Sudant with her husband Jethro Sudant at a StoryCorps booth in New York City. She's now cancer-free, and they have a 2-year-old daughter, Ruby, for whom they recorded this interview. If you'd like to make a reservation to record yours in New York or elsewhere around the country, just visit NPR.org.
StoryCorps is made possible by a grant from Saturn.